At the December 8th Pocahontas County Broadband Council meeting, Corey Nipper of Thompson and Linton Incorporated, or TNL, said the preliminary plans are complete for the construction of broadband service under the awarded Appalachian Regional Commission, or ARC's, broadband grant. Nipper said the project, which will bring broadband service to parts of the county east and north of Marlinton, including Huntersville, Minnehaha Springs, and Dunmore, is a little behind schedule, waiting for the Pocahontas County Commission to approve the O&M agreement with the internet service provider for the project, CityNet. Brian Tu, also an engineer with TNL, said that they cannot move forward with obtaining pole permits with First Energy until that agreement is finalized. He said once it is, it will take 2 weeks to submit the permits, followed by a 45-day comment period by First Energy. Approving that agreement is on the county commissioner's December 20th agenda. Neither Nipper or Tu feel that this will delay the projected completion of the construction, which is set for the spring of 2024. The USDA, or the U.S. Department of Agriculture, has advised that the county will not be eligible for their Reconnect 3 broadband grant because Frontier has now been awarded broadband construction rights to a large portion of Pocahontas County by the FCC's Rural Digital Opportunity Fund, or RDOF. Therefore, the Broadband Council has decided to apply for smaller USDA Community Connect grants instead. Mike Holstein and John Tuggle have been meeting with CityNet to identify communities in the county that should be prioritized as part of the Community Connect grant. Those grants are limited to $3 million per grant application. The USDA will be accepting Community Connect grant applications soon. Huggle said that CityNet will have the final say about what areas will work for them under the Community Connect grants. Holstein also told the council that the FCC has released new broadband maps and we have a limited amount of time to contest them if they are inaccurate. He said people can go to the FCC's broadband map website and either enter their address or zoom in on their home's location on the webpage's map, and they will learn what current internet provider services them. Holstein said that the maps show satellite providers for most addresses in the county, in addition to fiber providers. But he said those satellite systems were not supposed to count as available providers. Holstein said there is a procedure on the website to contest inaccuracies as to the listed providers, and suggested that everyone do this. That website is https://broadband.fcc.gov/home. If you missed that, you can find it on our website with this story. The maps on the county's webpage, which is www.pocahontascountybroadband.com, will soon be updated to remove projects that were not funded, such as the Reconnect grant and also the areas of the map that show future fiber. Sarah Rowley briefed the council on Reimagine Appalachia's broadband white paper and suggested people view it on Reimagine Appalachia's webpage. That can also be found on our website with this story. Since Commissioner Jesse Grossclose will be leaving the commission after the first of the year, he was thanked for his support of the Broadband Council. It is not known at this time which commissioner will replace him on the Broadband Council, but Grossclose was asked to remain as a citizen member. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.